what we have here is a failure to communicate, and it could be some reason some job seekers, particularly older ones, don't get hired.
To help battle the problem, Andrea Coombs, personal finance writer for MarketWatch.com, has drawn up a list of the 5 job interview mistakes to avoid. She joins us now live. Andrea, a lot of folks know to dress nicely, be on time and such. So what are some failing to do once that job interview gets underway?
Well, one thing people do is they come in and they, you know, maybe they have 5, 10, 20 years experience and they say, this is what I've done. And they sort of expect the interviewer to understand how that experience will help this company. But that's wrong. You need to translate it for the interviewer. Tell them specifically how what you've done in the past can help really help that company solve its problems, solve its challenges. And that includes, that means job seekers really need to take a good look at the job description, understand what that company is looking for.
How have job interviews changed over the years?
That's a really, it's an interesting point. You might walk in and there are 4 or 5 people interviewing you. It's a panel interview. That can be a shock for people who have been, you know, at one job for a number of years. They're not used to that. So just kind of be prepared for that. Another thing is, you know, you might say on your resume or in the interview, I'm very good at X. You need to be prepared to offer a concrete story, an example of how you use that particular skill to affect change at your previous job. So you can't just say, I'm really good at this. You need to really be prepared to tell the story of how you use that skill in previous job experiences.
Now, I'm assuming that breaking the ice with your interviewer is important, but there are some better ways to do that than others, right?
You know, it's so much easier these days. There's LinkedIn. There's all those websites out there. You may know someone who has worked at the company or has interviewed at the company. Find people who know about it, who might be able to warn you about what the interview is like, you might even be able to, if you know the interviewer's name, the person's name of who's going to interview you, look up that person. Maybe you guys went to the same school. Maybe there's some connection you have. If you can bring that up in the interview, it shows that you're technologically savvy. You're sort of have this can-do attitude. You want to find out more and know all you can about the company and the person. It might help to, you know, set you apart as the person who that interviewer was able to connect with.
Andrea, very good advice there. We're looking forward to your piece in MarketWatch. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Andrea Coombs, personal finance writer for MarketWatch.com.